भगवते वासुदेवाया ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट 52 देहि अज्ञो जीता सत्सर्गो निचान कर्मणि कार्यते कशकार इवात्मानं कर्मणच्छाद्या मुयति देहि अज्ञोचितसत्सर्गो निचन कर्माणि कार्यते कोशकार इवात्मानं कर्मणच्छाद्य मुयति देहि अज्ञोचित सत्सर्गो I'm sorry, that's sadvargo. Dehi agyo jita sadvargo. Nechan karmani karyate. Koshakara ivatmanam. Karmana chadyamuhyati. Dehi agyo jita sadvargo. Nichan karmani karyate koshakara ivatmanam karmana chadyamuhyati jahi agyo jita sadvargo nichan karmani karyate Koshakara ivatmanam kamana chadya muyati. Dehyagyo jita sadvargo nichan karmani karyate. Koshakara evatmanam kamana chandya muyati yagyo jita sadmargo nechan karmani kayate shakara evatmanam kamana chandya muyati Yagyo jita sadvargo Nechan karmani karyate Kosakara ivatmanam Kamana chadya muyati Matajis Yagyo jita sadsargo Nechan karmani karyate Koshakara ivatmanam Karmana chadya muyati Jayagyo jita sadsargo Nechan karmani karyate Koshakara ivatmanam Kamana chadya muyati dehi, the embodied soul. Agya, without perfect knowledge. Ajita sadvarga, who has not controlled the senses of perception and the mind. Na ichan, without desiring. Karmani, activities for material benefit. Karyate, is caused to perform. Koshakara, the silkworm. Iva, like. Atmanam, himself. Karmana, by fruit of activities. Achadya, covering. Muyati, becomes bewildered. Translation. Foolish embodied living entity, inept at controlling his senses and mind, is forced to act according to the influence of the modes of material nature against his desires. He is like a silkworm that uses its own saliva to create a cocoon and then becomes trapped in it with no possibility of getting out. The living entity traps himself in a network of his own fruitive activities and then can find no way to release himself. Thus he is always bewildered and repeatedly he dies. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As already explained, the influence of the modes of nature is very strong. The living entity entangled in different types of fruitive activity is like a silkworm trapped in a cocoon. Getting free is very difficult unless he is helped by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dehi agyo jitasad vargo nechan karmani karyate koshakara ivatmanam karmana chadya muyati. The foolish embodied living entity inept at controlling his senses and mind is forced to act under the influence of the modes of material nature against his desires. He is like a silkworm that uses its own saliva to create a cocoon and then becomes trapped in it with no possibility of getting out. The living entity traps himself in a network of his own fruitive activities and then can find no way to release himself. Thus he is always bewildered and repeatedly he dies. Om Agyana Timirandasya Yananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. So herein, the situation of this material world is given. That just like the silkworm who gets trapped in the cocoon, we trap ourselves. Ato grihak chetra sitapta vitayar janasya mohoyam mahumameti. Srimad Bhagavatam states, because we're addicted to wife, sons, wealth, land, ato grihak chetra sitapta vitayar janasya mohoyam, we continue the bodily existence aham ameti, thinking that I am this body. This body is the all in all. But the Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita Bhagavad Gita teach us, later we'll learn in this history of Ajamil, that beyond this body, the soul, hum brahmasmi, the soul whom we are, can get out of the entrapment by the performance of yajna, yajna by Vishnu. It is only by God's grace. We were at the doctor, and I asked him, do I have to keep taking this one pill forever, because it's a dangerous pill? And the doctor said, this pill is keeping you alive. So I looked, it's just a little tiny pill, and I thought, boy, that's confusing. I thought that Krishna was keeping me alive. But the doctor's conclusion was that this little round thing that says Pfizer on it PFI, Pfizer, is actually what keeps us alive. We are kept alive by this material world, but actually, they don't know. Of course, it's nice that they've come up with the science, but what's keeping us alive is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the breath of life itself. So, unfortunately, na tevidu swargagitim hi Vishnu, people don't understand. They take shelter, darashaya. They take false shelter of this ato grihak chetra sitapta, especially this time of year. Everyone is taking shelter of their family, their sons, their land, their traveling to greet and meet one another in wonderful places to be able to reminisce about the bodily concept of life. And Bhagavatam states, Na tevidu swargagitim hi Vishnu durashaya, that it's a great sadness. Aho dukam mahadukam dukha dukataram jita kachayam vishvitam ratna harinama eva kevalam. In the Harinamamrita, Harinamastaka, one verse states, Aho dukam mahadukam, it is great sadness. Mahadukam, it is the greatest misfortune. Dukha dukataram jata, there's no sadness and misfortune greater than this. Dukha dukataram jata kachayam vishmitam ratna harinama eva kevalam. The people have taken the holy name to be something like false jewelry, broken pieces of glass, and they've accepted this material world to be the all in all. Little do they know, and they find out soon, we all find out soon, that the material pleasures, the ato, grihak, chetra, sitapta, vitaya, all these things have a beginning and an end. Because our body has a beginning and an end. Everything in relation to this body, all of the gratifications, all of the vegas, all of the pushings, vacha vega, manasa krodha vega, jiva vega, the pushing of the tongue, the belly, the genital, the mind, the anger, the words. It's interesting. We were recently in Las Vegas, which translated in Sanskrit and Spanish means the pushings, the place of the pushings. Las Vegas. Jiva Vega, Urapasta Vega. Urapasta Las Vegas. The place of all the pushings, where people are identifying so much with the bodily concept of life. They're completely distraught when they lose some fortune or some money at the gambling places, when they're very happy if they win $3, which they'll ultimately lose. But this material world has a beginning and an end. And everything related to this material world has a beginning and an end. And therefore, the Shastra says, what a great sadness. What terrible sorrow that we've accepted this material world as the all in all. This body as the all in all, and the extensions of this body as our happiness in life. What a great sorrow. Therefore, the Vedas say, Rishabhdev, for instance, tells his sons, Nayam deho deha bhajanri loke. Kastan karman arhate vidbhujam ye. Tapo divyam putukayena sadyam sudyanyas mad brahmasokyam twanantam. Now that we've gotten this human form of life, deho deha, very rarely achieved, deha, this human form, after so many millions of lifetimes in other forms, of bodies, This human form affords us the opportunity for atato brahma jignasa, for inquiring after the absolute truth. Who am I? Who is God? What is our relationship? Why am I suffering? How do I get out of the suffering? So Rishabh told his sons, Nayam deho deha, bhajan riloke, kastan, karman arhate bidbujam. Don't act like the hogs and dogs that eat stool. That life is animal life. Animals can achieve. But you've been given the human form, the rarely achieved human form of life. Therefore, this life is meant for tapo divyam, for transcendental austerities. Tapo divyam putrakayena sadyam sudyadyasmat brahma sokyam twanantam. That affords one the spiritual pleasure of life and puts one in a platform of happiness that increases forever and never dies. Tapo, it starts with tapo, Rishabh told his sons, with tapasya, tapa, tapasa brahmacharjena, samena cha, tamena cha, jagena satya, socha bhyam yamena niyamena va. Tapasa, human life is meant for living a life of austerity. Everyone is thinking that my life is meant for gaining more and more pleasures. I'll have my house, my children, my yacht, my wonderful job, my bank balance. And human form of life is meant for this. Of course, when all these things are vanquished, one's life is finished in one's mind. From the material concept of life. But the spiritual concept of life, the wealth of the Brahman is the wealth of the devotee is his tapasya. Tapasya, his austerity, her austerity, and penance is our actual wealth. Performing austerity and penance is our life. In this Krishna consciousness movement that we all joined, our tapasya is the Sankirtan Yajna. Of course, we have our sadhana tapasya. We follow the regular principles of freedom. We chant 16 rounds. Engage in temple worship, deity worship. That is tapasya, but it isn't a difficulty. Tapasya means voluntarily accepting something that's seemingly distasteful for the purpose of spiritual advancement. Srila Prabhupada has given us an activity, the great activity of spreading the Sankirtan mission. The tapasya of Sankirtan. Yajnai Sankirtana Prayar Yajanti Hi Sumedasa. In this Kali Yuga, Krishna has appeared as Lord Chaitanya to perform the Sankirtan movement and to give us the opportunity to engage. And therefore, our real tapasya, our real austerity and penance, is to engage in spreading this Sankirtan mission, in propagating the chanting, dancing, Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON movement. Prabhupada said, ISKCON is my body. Therefore, we are ISKCON men. Sometimes we hear some person say, well, that's not our business. Actually, Prabhupada taught us that that is our business. Our real tapasya is that we are soldiers of Krishna, servants of Arjuna, meant to spread the Sankirtan mission far and wide. Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON mission. This is our business. And Prabhupada formed the BBT, his publishing house, in 1972 here in Los Angeles for the purpose of spreading the Sankirtan movement of the ISKCON, of his ISKCON. We are ISKCON men. This is our tapasya. It may be difficult. Prabhupada gives the example, every person may not be to your liking. Somebody may be in the mode of goodness, someone may be in the mode of passion. Prabhupada gives the example that just like when you're on an airplane or on a boat, every man may not be to your liking, but you sit tight, tolerate, and excuse. This is a great austerity. Prabhupada said this is called kshama. Sit tight, tolerate, and excuse. So similarly, in our Krishna consciousness movement, people are coming from different backgrounds. Some people are coming from different countries, from different social customs, from different backgrounds. But we tolerate because we're engaged together in spreading the Sankirtan mission. Had we not been spreading the Sankirtan mission, most of us would not be friends with each other, I don't think. I like all of you. I think you're very nice. But if it wasn't for the fact that we're spreading the Sankirtan mission, I don't think I'd ever talk to you. But because we're spreading the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have so much in common. We can go anywhere all over the world. Hari Bol, all glories to Prabhupada, what time do they serve prasadam? We were just in New Orleans. We had fasted all day. Not in austerity, in the mode of transcendence. It was just because we couldn't eat and we were in airports and airplanes all day switching flights. And when we got there, I thought, well, maybe they'll have some prasadam, their devotees. Sure enough, Hari Bol, all glories to Prabhupada. Here's some plates of spaghetti. We know you've had a long flight. And it was Bengali-esque. They brought it to the airport. It was Bengali spaghetti. It was a sabji. It was a sabji for kings. Anywhere you go, devotees all over the world, they're chanting. There in New Orleans, these guys were from villages in Bengal. Materially, we have nothing in common, externally speaking. But we're chanting together, dancing together, engaging in spreading the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore, they're our great friends and spiritual relatives. We had great affection for the devotees there. And they're engaged day and night, cooking for the deities, cooking for the public, for prasadam distribution, putting on a wonderful cultural program of chanting, dancing, feasting, Krishna art, so many beautiful activities going on at their Rath Yatra festival. And one can go anywhere all over the world and find devotees that materially we have nothing in common. But because they're ISKCON men and ladies, we have so much. We're bound up together in the mission of Samkirtan, in spreading the Sankirtan movement, in engaging in the tapasya. I saw one devotee I hadn't seen for many, many years when I was in New York. He was a very wonderful Sankirtan devotee. And we had engaged in a lot of preaching activities together. And to see him was like seeing a long lost relative. It was on the spiritual platform, so enlivening and warming. This is our ISKCON movement. This is the tapasya. that we volunteered to accept. No matter what the bodily condition of life, we may be young men, we may be old men, middle-aged men, healthy, not so healthy, but we're engaged in the real tapasya, in the real mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is Samkirtan Yajna. Yajnai Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedasaha. And therefore, Yayatma Supersedati. The soul is very satisfied. One poet, I think in Atlanta, devotees, wrote, you may be high, you may be low, you may have nowhere left to go, but I'm taking shelter of those holy names. I may be poor, I may be rich, I can't tell which is which, but I'm taking shelter of them holy names. This is our business. We are ISKCON men, ISKCON ladies, dedicated life to the Samkirtan mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada. We derive great satisfaction and bliss in chanting, dancing, and giving other people the opportunity to chant, dance, and eat prasadam. They wrote one movie recently, big, famous movie. I think it has some overtones or undertones of Vedic life, of Krishna conscious life. I think it's called Pray, Eat, Pray, and Love, something like that. So we are also coming out with a movie, or we are performing the movie daily, called Chant, Dance, and Eat Prasadam. Much better idea. Eat, Pray, and Love. So I think something like that. There are some difficulties with all of that. Eat, you have to eat Krishna Prasadam. Pray, you have to pray to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Krishna. And love, you have to love the source of love. What is that verse? By feeding the, watering the root of the tree, all the limbs become satisfied. So better would be chant, dance, and take prasad. This is our ISKCON mission. This is what we're about. This is what we have dedicated our life. And this is the tapasya that will get us out of the entanglement of, like the silkworm, that will get us out of the entanglement of this material world. Any question or discussion? Drudha Karma G. This is a probably stumped the class giver.
So, why are you stressing on this ISKCON thing? So many people are chanting Hare Krishna. So many people are reading Bhagavad Gita. Why are you stressing on this ISKCON?
Well, sometimes we forget that Prabhupada's mission is ISKCON. ISKCON is Prabhupada's mission, and that we are, that part of our austerity and penances is I forget exactly how Prabhupada said it. He quoted, my country, do or die, or something like that. Good or bad? So this is ISKCON, is our spiritual master's mission. The tapasya that we're engaged in is the Sankirtan movement of ISKCON. So we're stressing that because that's our spiritual master's mission. We love our spiritual master. If it was DICON that he had started, then we would be DICON men and women. But he started the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Therefore, it's ISKCON. We don't jump over his head and we're Gaudiya Maths or start our own society based on our own beliefs or our own newfangled notions. But we are followers of our spiritual master, Prabhupada Nugas. Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu. Very nice point, because just in a recent lecture, Prabhu was saying that in relation to the Krishna Balaram Mandir opening. He said, you know, why are we opening more temples? There's so many thousands of temples all over India. He said, but what, you have a right. This has been going on since time immemorial. You create a society, you create your own temple so you can do things your way. It's not that, you know, you have to do things the way everybody else has been doing it. He created a society and he created a certain mood, and we have a right to have our own temples. He said, I want that. You have your own temples and you do things the ISKCON way. So that's a very, very important point.
It was, we were at a festival in the summer. They had introduced one Mayavadi man, my age, as the person who brought the chanting of Hare Krishna to the Western world. So devotees were like, wait a second. Then he said that my guru, he didn't translate any books. He didn't make any disciples. Of course, I don't know how he's your guru if he didn't make any disciples. And he didn't build any temples. In other words, he didn't do anything. He said he shined like the sun and we bathed in his sunshine. That's not tapasya. That's not following the mission of your spirit. He's not even your spiritual master. My spiritual master translated books, built temples, made devotees. We're in his sunshine by engaging in his mission, his great mission. So reason we say ISKCON so much is sometimes these days especially, Prabhupada came near Visesa Sunyavadi. We get confused by the, there are so many people chanting, there's so many people engaging in so-called spiritualities. But we are followers of, we are Prabhupada Anugas, and therefore we are ISKCON men. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.